Blog Talk Radio.
Everything's good. For anybody listening, I am what you call now a GDI. That was a term that we had in college. And if you don't know what GDI stands for, pardon my French, but it's a goddamn independent.
Okay.
So
you know what?
I am now on GDI status. Unknown Paranormal has closed its doors. We all went our separate ways for different reasons. And that's it. There's no team. I don't have anything to run. I'm kind of taking a step back from everything because it takes a toll on you trying to do everything to keep everything going and whatnot. And so it's me time now. So go me and GDI.
Hey, you know, I think that's great. It's like a piece of freedom, man. You know what I mean? When you go and you decide to just not deal anymore. Too many.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to do some things on my own, test some theories, do some things, and write them down. And who knows? I get the urge. I might write a book. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
So,
that would be really cool.
Yeah, write a book about the experiences and different things. So, never know. It's time for a change for a while, if not forever. And
right.
So there's no team. Unknown Paranormal doesn't exist anymore. The radio network, we've rechanged it. Not only are we celebrating 1 year, but we're also celebrating kind of like a rebirth because the name of the network is now URN Radio Network. So that's the new name of the radio network. So we're doing some changes to some things. And I'll still be on this show. I'm kind of backing down off the other show and just kind of backing off a little bit, you know?
You're leaving the Sunday show?
Yeah, pretty much. I got two hosts over there. May fill in when they need me, but I'm going to kind of take a step back a little bit.
I think it's great, you know? Sometimes we need to, you know, have our self-time, you know? Just recently, I deleted my Facebook and my Twitter accounts, and my life has been so peaceful, and I have been enjoying my summer with my kids, and it's been freaking awesome not having my phone go off all day, all night, and just, you know, my life revolving around this whole paranormal field. With people who I don't interact with, you know, I hardly ever see, and so, you know, sometimes you just need to back off and focus on, you know, like your family. Your mom's just been injured, and, you know, spend some time with them and enjoy life a little bit. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, definitely. And I'm trying to post the new address on our fan page for the network because it has changed. So,
are you still having your event?
Right now, probably not. If the event does happen, I'm going to turn it over to other paranormal teams that are already planning on coming. I pretty much got everything lined out for the deal, so they really don't have much work to do except just run the event.
Right.
I've been there, done that, so I'm going to talk to the other teams and see if maybe they want to endure on that.
Right.
So
we do have somebody on hold. Is that somebody for the show that's calling in?
Hang on, I'm gonna check real quick.
Okay. Okay.
Be right back. You got anything going on? You can plug it real quick or
sure,
just
sure,
sit there.
I'll pull something out of my butt. I don't know. I really don't have much going on. Enjoying my summer. I've been doing a lot of swimming with my kids. I just got asked to do a event today in Granite City, Illinois, which I
Sweet.
Think I'm going to accept, and it's real close to my house, so I'm excited about that. And, oh, we've got another person in the that just called in.
Well, we do have the one and only Mr. Matt.
Oh, cool.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Matt. Okay, do you want to go check that other call, and we'll talk?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in, Matt.
No problem. How's your night? Congratulations on the milestone day.
Huh?
1 year.
The 1 year.
Oh, okay. I'm like, thanks. God, I consistently went a whole year. Like, I missed some stuff while I was filming or doing out of town and stuff like that. But overall, you know, I followed through, you know. And I've been going for a year on the show. I'm excited about it. Mm-hmm.
Are you still doing the event in Wheaton?
Cool. Check it out. So, like, you know, that's more like a flea market event. So, you know, there's only going to be one other paranormal person at the event, which is John Tinney. And so I called up the event owner yesterday and said, you know, I would really love to bring my daughter, since it's not, like, paranormal and stuff like that. I think she would, like, you know, she likes that stuff. She's come with me to an event before, and she sat there, and she just loved it, you know. And then we went walking around, and we would go back to the booth. But she really liked it. So I called up the guy that runs it and just said, hey, you know, do you think it would be okay if I brought my 5-year-old, you know? I think she would really get a kick out of it. And he said, yeah, that's cool. So last night I was talking to Phil Summers, and he said you should have her do like a grape juice and have a cool. She could have her own little Kool-Aid stand right there at my booth. And you know what? I bet she would probably bank on that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because people would be just walk by and be like, "This little 5-year-old with her little Kool-Aid stand." So I haven't, like, decided completely if I'm ready to commit, but I end up hiding in my hotel room, and I never go out with anybody at the events, and, you know, so I get kind of lonely, and I thought, you know, she would keep me company, and I thought about, she really loves Bigfoot, so I was thinking about making up, like, taking her hunting, like, fake big hunt, foot hunting. And bring
I just thought I'd tell you, one of our homies is here.
What's up, man? Everybody.
Who
is this?
Well, you know, the guitar will be brought out here in a little bit. Just
saying. Oh, snap.
Nice.
So, how's everybody doing?
Good, how are you?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm actually have a Shammy in my right hand, and I'm actually drying my vehicle off because I'm trading it in tomorrow.
Oh, really? What are you getting?
It's a BMW 3 Series.
No shit.
Yo, I found one that was a, like, really, really good deal, and I'm like, okay, it's too good to pass up.
Okay, but do you know that you're going to have, like, you're going to be raped on repairs? Do you know that?
Well, the thing is that we're getting with BMW and getting the extended 4-year warranty.
Nice.
So, they could screw the repairs out of my pocket. They could pay for it themselves.
Right on.
Well, here's the question. I actually work in cars and motorcycles. What is it new or used?
It's actually used, believe it or not. It only had one owner. Well, interesting. Oh, hold on, I got my son coming out here. He came falling down. Hey, inside, buddy. I'm playing Mr. Mom tonight, so my wife is actually at work tonight.
Just
so
watch,
I'm like
watch
multitasking,
out for
and I.
Just watch out for the rogue attack vacuum. If you're playing the Mr. Mom role.
Oh man, I know, right? Craziness.
No. I was gonna say the one thing. Because I had a BMW in the past, and when I bought it, I didn't know that, and it was a 3 Series also. I didn't know that it needed front brakes and pads and rotors, $900. So
man, oh man.
Yeah, dude, they rape you with the fucking repairs, dude. Okay.
Well, you can ask Kevin, my compadre, that my military discounts usually come in handy.
Oh, hell yeah, they do. Trust me, I got Phil on my side. It's like, hey, can you book our flights? Book everything.
What song
I'm a drunk pimp.
Well, you ask Kevin, it's crazy because it's like when I was there in Arlington, before I came over here to Little Rock, which I'm getting ready to, as a matter of fact, get ready to retire soon, and the thing is that Kevin would be like, hey, man, let's go to lunch, dude. And I'm like, all right, I ain't got nothing else to do. And the thing is, I mean, his work and my work were only like a mile apart. So I was like, dude, all right, that's cool. So it seems like every time we went to lunch, he'd be like cussing me out after I grabbed my food. And he'd be like, fuck you. I'm like, why? And I was like, you and your damn military discount. But that's awesome.
All right, I got to do some more introductions. We have Mr. Dennis Esok on the line now.
Hi, good
Dennis.
Evening, everybody.
I was fine until the epitome of class and charm just showed up. What's going on, Dennis? How you doing, brother?
Just wonderful. I'm not sure about this epitome of class and charm shit, though.
Go inside. This is me playing Mr. Mom.
I'm going to take the assumption with that one, Matt, that apparently my last check cleared, so I keep getting the compliments.
Oh, get up.
Nice.
Take her outside.
Now, we also have with us one of my compadres, Mr. Jeff Sterl. What's up, bitch?
Know your role and shut your mouth because the people's champ is ready to talk.
That's right.
Oh, so shit. And damn it, Jeff. And we also have
drum roll, please.
Kevin from Fort Worth Paranormal.
Howdy, howdy, everybody.
Hey.
What's happening?
Hey. We got one thing to say. This is a children's program.
This is a family. This is a family program. That's for a fact.
You're gonna smoke dope and
that's
and,
my line.
Have a good time.
Hey, don't make me log in here and get on the buttons, Jack.
Such a massive thong wearing fatty. I want you to start living as a gay, and I want you to start having a gay relationship.
I feel like a drunk pimp.
I'm a drunk pimp.
Pimp. What's up, guys? Happy anniversary to the
Definitely.
Radio Network. Congratulations, man. Congratulations. That's right.
I'd clap on my hands would sound like two seal flippers.
I'm tired.
What's happening?
I can't hear you. Tell them about the new ride.
Oh, yeah. Son of a bitch, gun.
You thought I was going to say a son of a bitch, didn't you?
Okay. I'm about to log in and kick somebody off the button bar.
Lay off the buttons for a minute. What were you saying, Kevin?
I was asking Justin if he was up here bragging about the new ride.
It's me, guys.
I'm just cleaning up my other POS.
Let me guess, you're telling them about your freaking military discounts too, aren't you? Too bad. Everywhere we go, this bitch gets a discount. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. Taco Bueno, Abuelos. It does not matter. Anywhere he goes. I mean, he deserves it. Yeah, but still. That's why I always try to go eat with him.
Getting it at the discount of Taco Bueno is almost like a discount to fart. I mean, that's...
That picture you sent me today, he sent me a picture of a guy who shit in a porta potty and exploded that thing like a rocket off a job site. Eat the nachos, they said. It's not that bad, they said. It's crazy, man. Uh-oh. I got a work call coming in.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I used to love running crane on the job site. Every now and again, somebody would give me shit. I could reach out with the hook and pick up the portage on and watch them just kind of freak out when they open the door and realize they're 10 feet in the air.
when we were deployed at one point in time, this was over in Iraq, northern Iraq, we would get somebody in the portage on, and the next thing you know, it would become a Lincoln log rolling down the hill.
Hey, Kevin, we have two other callers that are not in with us, so if you want to go check on them.
One of them is listening. It's Matt's friend. And the other one that's on hold is one of Matt's friends that he had call in.
Hey, I bring a shit ton of people to the party. What can I say?
That's what I'm talking about. You're going to make me break out the guitar early, man.
No.
Do a little
serenade. I got everybody along here. I was just talking about, I shut down Unknown Paranormal, and I'm kind of in the term that we had in college. If you weren't in a fraternity, we called them GDIs, which stands for Goddamn Independent, and that's what I am right now. I'm a GDI. I'm an independent, and I've kind of revamped our radio network to get the paranormal ties to the group that's no longer existed. So we are now the URN Radio Network instead of Unknown Radio Network.
URN Radio Network, all right.
Yeah, I saw that and I was confused. Yeah, I'm like, there's a bunch of crazy assholes other places too. This is
sure you
network.
Don't want it to be RUN Radio Network? I mean, we like to run.
Well, if you play off words, URN, if you pronounce it, it's earned. But it's kind of giving tribute to the past year of being Unknown Radio Network, so we're just going to shorten it to URN.
Nice.
Please, we get to sprinkle our past ashes.
just so everybody knows, we're on the same page. The blog talk account, I guess you could say, to get to the show, the radio show page. The address now is www.blogtalkradio.com/URN Radio Network. All one word.
Word.
Well, and
heard,
now.
I just heard.
And now the network has its own Twitter account.
Hmm.
Okay. So Kevin and Justin, y'all can tweet from your show. Oh, sweet.
We do a lot of things on our show, but tweeting ain't one of them. If Justin can figure out the Twitter, I'll let him play with it. That's what you did. Dadgummit. I'll tell you what. All right. So,
And what we're going to do,
what we're going to do here in a little bit is we're going to kind of do a little round table deal. I got a thing that Jeff and I normally do on the Sunday show. I'm bringing it back. We hadn't done it in about a year, but going to do a little skit from our show and kind of go around. You can, you know, I'm going to give the floor to each show and let them do what they want to do. I know Jody and I always talk about weird news, you know, weird, crazy stuff that happens in the world because, you know, Jody is the queen of burps. And so we're
well,
weird like that.
Oh, I can come up with some stories. I got some stuff I can talk about.
Hey Jody, Kevin, our dear friend Helmy Kramer's on hold, and he's got to pop in real quick if you got time to add him to the
Sure, I'm all in now. The last thing I was going to say is for the Fort Worth Paranormal, for you guys ghost hunting, the last 30 minutes, we're going to do it your style. We're going to do it chaos style.
Chaos, uh-oh. Yeah.
Chaos. Bring it, son. Bring it.
All right, let me bring Matt's friend on here. Hang on.
Howdy.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Hey, Helmy.
Good old Helmy Kramer from Haunted Encounters. That was on Bio Channel. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, guys.
Welcome to the Upper Lip Theme Park.
How many rides do you got?
How many wishes
I got?
Welcome to URN Radio Network.
Here's your demon.
Dadgummit.
Hey, how you doing,
man?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm doing real good. Congratulations. It's your anniversary, right?
Yeah. 1 year, man. 1 year.
It's a hell of a conversation.
I created this video a year ago, and now I got all these crazy people on with us.
He said, congratulations. It's your anniversary, right? And he goes, yeah.
That's what I said. That was quite an elaborate answer. You know, it was very thought out and articulate. Good one there, Kevin.
Hey, that's how we do things down here in Texas.
he is running his popsicle stand, but I don't know about that. I'm really happy.
Man.
I want to know, Kevin, when are we going to get? Are we going to look into getting some video feeds, some video shows?
Oh
can,
man!
Can you put a app in there? Is there an app? Is there an app for that?
If we did that, man, we're gonna have to go strictly like XXX.
We need a disclaimer. That's for sure. We need some paperwork or some shit. I mean, we gotta. I mean, dadgum. Hey, Phil Summers is in the chat. Mr. Phil Summers, new U.S. bounty hunter. That's a bad dude, man.
He just filled the chat room.
That's a bad dude. He investigated with Dog, man. They went on a chase. And they got that sumbitch. So.
Well, Matt, you got anything to say? Your buddy's on here.
Yeah, I'm just listening to the mayhem. So I'm catching up, but yeah. Tell me what's going on. You know, thanks for taking the time to call in. I know we're kind of cutting into your own private, personal, family time. So I definitely definitely appreciate it.
No, it's good. It reminded me. I'm trying to download that Google Phone app that translates Texan into English so I can understand what's going on. You guys lost me a long time ago.
Trust me, Helmy.
Hey, It's not like down in the bayou.
Order translate.
It's not like down in the bayou, man. When I was recruiting for the Air Force down there in the Acadiana area, dude, I had kids that used to walk into my Air Force office and say, I passed the airport, but got 65 down there. How can I go ahead and join the Air Force? I'm like, excuse me? Can you say that one more time? I thought I talked bad.
That was a jumbled mess of crap. They're hard to understand.
Dude, you almost made me spit my sweet tea out of my mouth.
I'm sorry. They speak with like a French Cajun kind of twist. It's hard to get accustomed to, but you got to keep up, man. They talk fast. I mean, oof. But a lot of them, I don't know, man. It's a different culture down there. It really is. Good people though.
Oh yeah.
So wait, help me real quick. I think yourself and Jody and myself are the only ones north of the Mason-Dixon line on this show, right?
Yeah, that could very well could be. I don't know how far west that line goes though.
Yeah. Every time we got this going, I got to deal with a bunch of the crazy Southerners. Unfortunately, I'm one of them too. Growing up in Houston, but that's why I'm such a crazy asshole.
You know all about it, then. Humidity and stuff down there too, man.
Oh shit, man! Walk outside my house right now, and you instantly start sweating before the AC leaves your back. Your front sweating.
Where are you at now?
Chicago, Illinois.
Wow, damn! Bet you got to be a tough son of a bitch to live up there. It's dangerous.
Yeah, congrats to your Blackhawks.
Yeah, and I don't understand this, and help me, I was actually going to talk to you about this too, not on the show, but just in general, but since you're on, we can chat about it for a second. What the fuck is it with crazy-ass fans? Like, yesterday on Clark Street, if anybody watches South Park and they remember the episode of where Obama won and Randy, you know, the dad was out in the street partying, he was like, you know, kicking everybody's ass and, like, just drunk as shit. That's exactly what it was on Clark last night. It was like you almost thought it was a zombie walk. It was just a bunch of drunk assholes and Blackhawk stuff that were saying, yeah, go Hawks, woo! They're, like, jumping on cars. It's like, dude, they want a cup that they don't get to keep. Like, that's, you know, they get to borrow it for a year until the next Stanley Cup, and then they have to give it away unless they win it again.
That's so, Bush League shit. I'm a huge, huge Detroit fan, and they know how to party there. When they win anything, which isn't very often, they burn that city to the ground. That's how you do it. You don't just go zombie walking. You see something, you light it on fire. Which is funny too. I live in Salt Lake, so I'm in Utah, and I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, maybe a little more. The Jazz and the Bulls were in the finals and made it to Game 7, and a last-second Jordan shot killed the dreams. But I was excited. I was trying to figure out what would happen in Utah if we actually won a national championship in something. But it would have been out of control. You got, what, 200 years of pent-up all kinds of stuff? There would have been a mushroom cloud over the West. I mean, it represent, but it didn't happen, so we'll never win anything.
And the funniest shit, like, me and one of the guys at work were talking about it, and I swear to God this is the truth, and he brought it up, and I didn't even think about this. If in fact, the Cubs ever win a World Series, that city is going to be blown off the map. Like, people will literally grab buildings and rip them down. Like, people are losing their minds over the Blackhawks, which, I have to say, I didn't watch. I never really watched the Hawks, and then they won, and then they won again this year. So I didn't really watch the series. I watched the last of the other game just to say and be like, oh, cool, you know, they won again. I'm happy for all the fans. But I wasn't one of those fair weather fans. Shit, since they won it last year and or 2 years or whatever it was, the last Stanley Cup they won, you drive around anywhere in Illinois pretty much now. There is the Blackhawks commemorative license plate everywhere. people are, like, wearing jerseys and shit constantly. 4 years ago, you never saw that. Nobody gave a shit about the Hawks. So
yeah, that kind of reminds me, man, you mentioned that, and it's like, for example, like Detroit, man, that's a city that's probably dwindled down to freaking the bare minimum of what you call a city. And I bet you if the Lions were to ever win a Super Bowl, or if the Tigers were to ever win another World Series, I mean, maybe there would be another population boom, but, man, that's crazy. I've seen like, part of that city, like, literally it turned into a ghost town.
Yeah, and the thing is, all kidding aside, it breaks my heart. I've been there a couple times, and I don't know why I have such a strong affinity for that place. But, I mean, they really try, and it really, for such a long time, was the lifeblood of this country through the automotive industry, and to see what it's become. And there's a lot of places where you can tell it's abundantly clear they've given up, but there's still a lot of pride in that town, and I'd like to see them have some kind of success, something to hang on to, some glimmer of something. It's coming back some, but I mean, you're not kidding. You can buy a city. This is no, I'm not shitting you. You can buy a city block there for like $20,000. You can buy houses there for $1,500. I mean, not one that you'd want to buy, but I mean, it's find an urban area like that anywhere else in the world. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, you got a point, man. It's true.
There's parts of Chicago that were like that for a while, and I mean it took a lot of money that, you know, vetted to the city, which is why you try and go anywhere and it's $113 for 10 minutes of parking. They've capped that now, but a lot of the Section 8 and a lot of all that stuff's gone too. But and I know exactly what you're saying. I mean, my brother, even years ago, my brother and I had bought a boat in Detroit and had to have it shipped to St. Joe's and then dropped in St. Joe's and drove it across through the perfect storm, exactly like the movie, back to Chicago. And that was, you know, you're driving through there and there's houses that the government or the city government actually will set them on fire, let them burn to where they're inhabitable so they don't get squatters and stuff that are in there. And it was blocks and blocks and blocks.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, it doesn't look like it's America.
Go ahead, Jody.
I've got some very important stuff to say. How many people do we have that are from Texas right now?
One.
Two.
Three.
Four, five.
Four.
So we have four? Okay, if anybody is in the chat room and can see what I'm about to post, Kevin, I want you to read it. Oh, shoot.
Okay.
Ah, it won't let me send it for some reason.
Uh-huh.
Fail.
Uh-oh.
It's too long. Jesus Christ, are you serious?
I get that all the time. I get it all the time.
Ah. All right, so I'll just tell you guys. In the state of Texas, in 2 days, there was 2 zombie attacks. Did you guys hear about this?
Yeah, Houston.
No.
Okay, y'all, crazy motherfuckers, okay? Zombie attack, Texas style, they say.
Oh, crap. Holy crap.
Okay.
That helps.
All right, let me tell you
that's
about
that's because they smoked
it.
That synthetic pot.
Yeah, so this one dude had synthetic pot, and he went wild. He attacked his family. He killed and ate a dog alive.
Oh my
and
God.
He had cut himself really bad, and he was eating his own blood. And then a woman in Houston freaking ate her 8-month-old son's brain. So in 2 days, they had 2 zombie attacks, and both people had been smoking the weed.
Yeah.
I guess with or they were on K2.
That's some nasty stuff.
Isn't it like K2 spice and all that junk? From what I understand, because I was actually reading that, as a matter of fact, today, and come to find out that it was like a mixture of the K2 and the spice.
crazy. Wow. I mean, now us potheads have to worry about what we're getting, and the government won't legalize it and grow it for us and make it healthy. I mean, you know that shit's
ain't
healthy. It's cured cancer. These motherfuckers. I mean, an 18-month-old baby just got his freaking brain eaten by his mom because her weed was bad.
Dead.
That's
the thing when
up, you guys. That's
it
fucked
is,
up.
It is bad.
Dead. Damn it.
It is bad. That's terrible. You know, some of that sea salt, bath salt, synthetic grown, all this stuff that they're doing, these people are going overboard on it, and they're tripping out, man. They're flipping out. I mean, they can't handle their shit, and it's nuts. I mean, you got to be careful. I mean, if you're gonna, you got to know and trust somebody before you go get some shit like that. You know,
right?
Yeah, you got to have a relationship built there a little bit. No kind of what you're getting.
Maybe it has something to do with the people being in Texas, though. I mean, Texas is a whole different land.
It is a whole
different land. Hey, damn it.
Well, I mean,
seriously, months ago, I read a story that I think your governor or something like that was driving down the freeway jerking off out the window or something like that. That's a true story.
You're
maybe
about in Texas?
Well, you know how we refer to our governor over here? We call him Dick Perry.
Yep. That is what he is.
Speaking of which, Kevin and I, did anyone else see that story?
That's a true story. I'm not making that up. Some, I don't know, it was like a mayor, it wasn't the governor, but some high-ranking official was seriously driving down. I guess he saw a cute girl on the freeway, and I don't even know how you pull that off. I mean, kudos to him, but he was driving down a highway, jerking off out the window of his car, like at highway speed. So. That's like for real, too. I mean, he died or something like that.
Check it out. There's another practicing
the short arm of the law.
Pull up.
Okay,
you guys, real quick, Jody,
I just Googled that, and this is, I just Googled to see, I said Texas official masturbating, so I typed into Google, and the first one that came up is Texas travel maps.
All right, so 3 days ago, a man in Florida, he was on top of a roof in Florida, and he was screaming that he needed brains, and that he was screaming zombies, and that he had to have brains, and the police got him. So what the hell is happening to people where they need some brains in the zombie shit?
It's that damn TV show.
I think it's a combination of them doing meth and watching The Wizard of Oz. One of them wants a brain, the other one wants a heart.
That's very possible.
And they held me, and they definitely got courage to do what they're trying to do.
I don't know.
I wonder if the government is, like, doing, like, taking guinea pigs and actually feeding this stuff to people and observing them.
There's no telling. Everybody
had the conspiracy in terms of the whole heart thing, and then former Secretary of Defense Cohen verified that HARP is a weather machine.
Mm-hmm. That's what it does. The whole thing is that people are crazy. And you got all this stuff out there on TV. You see it in the movies. You hear about it on all your social stuff. Everywhere they go, there, so many things are just out there and accepted, and it's no big deal. But for the people that are thrown off in the head, that stuff sinks in, and it resonates, and you never know what they're going to do. You know how many actual crazy, dangerous people there are out there? You know what I'm saying? It's people. It's just the way it is. You know, and you got all this stuff, it's feeding in, it runs in the back of their mind, they're dreaming about brains and shit. That's not right, you know? And then they go out and they get thrown off on some kick-ass dope or something, and they go left, you know?
Yeah.
They expect, you know, everybody to act normal and do all this, but you're not dealing with a normal society. Society in itself is jacked up and crazy and violent, you know, and there's a lot of subliminal things that go on with these people, and I believe it. The more you put out there, the more idiots you're going to see eating people's faces. It's nuts. That damn Walking Dead doesn't help anything either. That show, I don't get it. I can't.
Hey,
did
you guys hear about the two women having sex at McDonald's?
Where?
Let's see. Yeah, swear to God.
All right. Oh, there's actually been a fad going around, and there's a website about this, and I'm not gonna say. Well, I don't know exactly what the website is. I could look it up, but I'm not going to because it's just wrong. But
okay, so they were in the bathroom at McDonald's, and they were having sex in the bathroom, and they called the police.
Why?
That's just gross.
Well, no, that's what I was filming.
No shit.
That's what I was saying. I don't want to put the website out there because I don't want people to get ideas about it. But it's women who were doing like Britney Spears crotch shots and like pit shots and stuff, like sitting in the booze and all that. And there's thousands of pictures on this website. It's like all over the world, all over the country, and 99% of them are from the U.S. So I'm like, I'm just doing the drive-through. Fuck sitting down and eating.
So that's why business at McDonald's went up. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the herp or some crab legs that McDonald's doesn't sell. Just from sitting down to enjoy a nasty ass fucking Big Mac.
No kidding. That's bad. That's the thing. McDonald's? No, man. Come on.
We're gonna save some of your stories, Jody, because we're going to come back to them because I'm going to shift it up.
Okay, here's another one. I got a naked man chasing two women down the street.
Well, go back inside.
It doesn't say where. It just says Tuesday morning, shortly after midnight, two girls, age 21, were walking north and from Walmart when a man started chasing me.
Oh, so
he was described as a 50-year-old with a white beard, and he was chasing them naked.
Oh, it was awful.
Oh, that's because they were going from fucking Walmart.
Walmart.
Hey, you know what? I'm a mom. I shop at Walmart, okay? Like, that shit will save your ass money, okay?
No, I understand, but certain Walmarts you do not go to if you do go to them in certain parts of the country, expect that shit to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Especially here in Arkansas. Okay, you go to a really nice one.
Especially late at night.
And here in Arkansas.
Yeah.
All right.
You never know what's going to happen at Walmart.
Now that we have a pause, we're going to kind of go around here. I'm going to kick it off. Jeff, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You asshole.
Some bitch.
Hey, Jeff, you ready to do some quizzes that we used to do?
Bring it.
All right. This is something that we do on Sunday night. It's I entitled it, and you'll find out. I got to play the theme music here. Let's get the theme music going here. All
right. You have to say the name of the game. There you go.
This is called What Would Jeff Do? I'm going to read a question, and then I'm going to give all of y'all multiple choice answers, and we'll see if you get it right. All right, question number one. This is all about Jeff, my co-host. When traveling in a vehicle on the way to an investigation for entertainment, Jeff would, A, give everyone in the car a wet willy in their ears. B,
yes.
talk about his tour bus that I'm supposed to get him.
Yes.
C, talk about talk about how he is funnier on this show, which is the Sunday show. D, hang his ass out the window for the whole world to see, or
never
E,
happened.
All the above.
D.
All the above.
At least we didn't have the option for imitating a Texas official and hang his winky out the window.
The correct answer is E, all the above. And yes,
all
he did
above.
Hang his ass. He did hang his ass out the window at the other car that had investigators in it, and they damn near wrecked. And later they said, they texted me and told me to tell him that he needed Provisha or whatever it is for acne. They said his ass looked like Mars.
Now, Kevin's not telling you about the other text that he got from them. They were the other thing that they said was, damn, that was hot.
Oh, shit.
All right. Question number two. When eating in the car on the way to an investigation, Jeff should not, A, eat anything that causes gas, B, eat items that are cream-filled and tend to leave evidence on them, or C, eat everybody else's food, or D, eat everything.
D,
I hate you.
It's B, eat items that are cream-filled and tend to leave evidence on his face. He ate a damn cream-filled, I don't know what it was, but he squeezed on it too hard. Yeah, and he had damn white cream all over his black shirt and on his face, and I snapped the photograph, which I still have for evidence. Yeah, he had white cream all over his mouth.
You didn't even give them a chance to answer that.
No. I couldn't resist. It's been a while since I poked shots at you, so question number three. When at a private residence investigation, Jeff should not, A, spend an hour in the restroom blowing the toilet up, B, go into the second floor and investigate when it's an isolation EVP and they end up scaring the hell out of the other person that's up there, C, proclaim to the spirits that it's my birthday and ask them to thank me, D, ask a female spirit to come home with him because he is the paranormal sex symbol.
Well, that last part is true, but one of those actually happened.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I'll say B.
I'm
going
to go with the last one.
Yeah, that's normally what he does, but the actual answer is C. He actually proclaimed to the spirits, and he actually did it at the EVP session, asking them to come whip my ass because it was my birthday.
Well, it was a ghost box session, and I said, is Kevin's birthday? Are there any spirits here that would like to give Kevin some birthday spankings? And across the ghost box came somebody saying, yeah, buddy.
That's awesome.
Nice.
That actually sounds like a Jody comment.
Right?
Huh?
But it sounds like a Jody statement or comment on an EVP session.
Now, this is the last part. This is part two of this. This is true or false. How much do you know about Jeff? All right, number one, Jeff secretly wishes that he could dress in drag and get backstage passes at a Motley Crue concert. True or false?
Hell yeah. That's true. That's not a secret.
Yes, he's a big Motley Crue fan, so yes, he would actually dress as a woman and probably would even offer sex to get backstage passes.
Oh, I'd like
him
to do that to meet Pete Rose.
Hey, Kevin, real quick, sorry to interrupt. Helmy's got to go. I don't know if he's still on the board or not. I'm not on the board, so. But just want to say thank you to Helmy. It was great for taking the time to call in. So, don't know if you're still there or not, but definitely appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on. Yeah, Amir, no problem at all. Appreciate you guys having me on. It's a good time. Congrats on the anniversary. You guys have time to think it over if you want to respond to that one now.
Thanks so much.
No problem, guys. And Jody,
you
all
awesome,
have
fun.
Yeah,
all right, kids, take it easy. Thanks again.
All right,
good
night.
All right.
Later.
Thanks, Helmy.
All right, I got a couple more, and then I'm going to shift it over to Dennis and Matt. Let them take control for a little bit. They can talk about whatever they like.
Uh-oh.
The next question is, Jeff wants one day for Bret Michaels and Gene Simmons to be on a reality show called Take a Run at My Ass.
Damn.
True or false?
True. I don't know. It sounds better than false. No offense, Jeff.
It's somewhat true.
It is true.
You got to replace Bret Michaels with Nikki Sixx.
But that's what we do. We kind of poke fun at one another on our show, and that's one thing that we do. And we got Matt and Dennis, who have, for right now, taken over Into the Darkness full spectrum style, and they also do full spectrum radio on Wednesday night. So you get a double dose of them twice a week. So, guys, it's all y'all now.
Yeah, I'm extremely sorry about that, doing the two shows in Evan to listen to our stupid asses Monday and Wednesday.
But hey, it could be worse. We're only doing it two nights a week. Could be worse. We could be on there like, three, four nights a week.
Oh, shit.
But hey, here's a thought. I just thought of this. If we get this right, I say we broadcast our program 24/7 into the prisons. You want to teach them fuckers a lesson? You do something wrong in society, you got us to listen to for 24/7. Well, I don't know. That might be cruel and unusual punishment.
No. I figured out the perfect torture for somebody.
Sweet.
And
I'm here.
What?
I said, sweet, I want to hear.
All right. The perfect torture for somebody. And, no, I'm talking about driving them fucking batshit crazy to where they will actually not have to smoke any synthetic weed or do any bath salts, and they will eat people just because of the hatred of what another human being did to them, is lock them in a room for 5 days and put Adele's Rumor Has It on repeat. You will want to kill the artist Adele. Her song, Rumor Has It. Put that shit on repeat with somebody chained to a wall for 5 days, and they will want to kill somebody.
That sounds like a good Saw movie.
Oh, yeah. No, that would be a perfect plot. But the movie, if that was the first torture, the movie would end because they would both kill themselves. Like, there's, I know it doesn't make much sense, but to be honest with you, at work, we have this damn radio station on, and I'm there from 9:30 in the morning until 7 p.m., Monday through Friday, and 10 to 6 on Saturday. I hear that song at least 15 to 20 times a day. Seriously. For everybody out there who doesn't believe me, go listen to it, put on a repeat, and tell me you don't want to chew your own foot off.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm afraid after a couple of times a day, I'd kind of want to tear my own ears off with a dull knife. But Hey, on a different topic, you know, there's rumor now that, and they've actually got a video, I just found it. I'm doing a Google search here for moving statue. All right, and it's an Egyptian statue of, what the hell is this? Of course, I'm probably going to screw this up. The statue of Nebsinu, believed to date to 1800 BC. It's in the Manchester Museum in England. They have a time-lapse video of this damn thing that's inside a glass case, so nobody can reach in and screw with it. But it keeps turning itself around. I think it's trying to give us a hint that even it can't stand the human population now, and it keeps turning its back to us. But has anybody else seen this video?
No, man. That sounds pretty cool.
Hey, Dennis, post a link in chat.
Well, let's see if I can figure it out. Now, we both know I'm not all that damn bright, Matt, so this might help me a little bit.
Don't all right, care. Go to the link in the toolbar, right-click, which is the one, if you put two L's up, the one that looks like an L is the left, so it's the opposite one.
I don't
so
know if
right
I put
that.
One finger up and you guess which one it is, smartass. It's already in the room. All right, which one just spit their tea out? I got it in there, brother. Yeah, this thing looks pretty cool, man. It's only a little short video. It's 43 seconds long. And it's no shit. The curator says that he has turned this statue around numerous times. But I don't know.
I wonder if it's a little Japanese dude on Heroes.
See, like for me and you know, Brittany and I are huge into like Egyptology and stuff like that. And the one thing that I never see and I never see available or anybody do it or anybody talk about being able to do it is investigate some of the places in ancient Egypt, like obviously not the pyramids, but there's been a couple who've attempted. And the Egyptian government gets pissed off, like it's a disgrace and all that. I mean, yeah, it happens, but for
you
some
know
of the
that's
other,
funny. This story's interesting because I've heard a similar story about this. Let me go to his website and see if he actually has this. So Joshua P. Warren, he's from Asheville, and he does the show called Speaking of Strange. He was also on Paranormal Paparazzi, and he was also my judge on Paranormal Challenge. I went to Asheville, and he took me to his museum. And at his museum, there was a alien that was donated to him. And the story was that I believe one of the band members from Rush, and Phil can probably help me on this story in the chat room, one of the guys from Rush bought this alien, and it was showing up in the bedrooms of the child, one of the kids, as well as the wife. Like she would wake up and it would be standing in the room with her. So they actually donated it to Josh, and it's never moved since he brought it there. But it was a really weird looking alien. And I have a whole bunch of pictures of it, but they're not up on the internet.
Speaking of the alien thing, who on here is a like does UFO specialty stuff and kind of focuses more on UFOs? Anybody?
Jody.
Wait, what now? Say that one more time.
No, I was wondering if anybody on here like focuses more on the paranormal aspect of UFOs instead of like spirits and stuff like that. I mean, I know, Jody, I know you do a lot of research on it. reason I'm asking you, have you ever heard of Benson's Bar, which is just outside of it's just outside of Final Lock, Wisconsin?
No.
Well, look up Billy Benson. He's a great, great friend of mine. I was talking to Ben Henson about it, and he knows Benson's Bar like no other. He's never been there, but he's done a lot of research on it. Well, Billy Benson is on a lake that is supposed to be an extreme hotbed of UFO activity. And the only reason that Ben Henson hasn't been out is the schedules haven't worked out. But every time he goes to Milwaukee, he's pissed off because he doesn't have the time to head up there. But that place is some of the photos that he has. And he has an alien in a jar, which honestly, you look at it and you can tell it's synthetic. But for
okay,
the book that he...
Okay, I just posted this statue of the alien in the chat room. If anybody wants to go and copy it and go look at it.
What the hell is that? That thing's creepy looking. Ooh, he's got necklaces and jewels on.
it's an alien pimp. It's an alien drunk pimp.
Dude, it's really creepy.
Somebody
like, it
carted
really
his ass
creepy.
Through Mardi Gras.
that right there is an alien drunk pimp.
It was coming to life and moving around from time to time. And Rush Limbaugh, he was the one who owned it. Okay? And so he donated it to Josh Warren's museum. And I'm telling you, it is creepy. Like when you are standing there looking at it and face to face with it, it's creepy. And to know
I'm
the story behind
pimp.
It. Yeah. Alien.
Are you nuts? What the hell are you thinking? You gotta grow up.
You're right out of bushy tail, ain't you? That's crazy. You know, I heard a story. Justin and I talked about this a while back. There was a guy on TV, one of the conspiracy theory type things, that thinks that all of the head powers of each of the countries around, you know, all over the world are actually reptile aliens that have, they're hidden. They when nobody's looking, their tongues slit and their eyes, you know, do the lizard thing and they do all that. And then, there's a lot of people out there that believe that crap. I don't know. What do y'all think about lizards controlling the world powers?
Go ahead, Dennis.
Oh, I wasn't going to say anything, brother. I'm sitting back just kind of taking all this in, trying to figure out what the hell these Southerners are saying.
we're doing the same old thing with you guys.
Everybody know. Just for a second, we have another person on air with us. It is Amy Dawson, who helps host Paranormal Access Radio on Friday nights. Hi, Amy.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Happy 1 year.
Thank you. Yeah, crazy.
Time flies when you have fun, I guess.
I don't know. I've been bragging on you and Chris. I don't know what you guys have been doing. Well, I know because I've been listening, but you guys have been killing it on the archives. I will say, though, Kevin and Justin, y'all beat Amy and Chris this week in archive listens. Y'all had 384 listens this week. They had 381 last week.
Dude, I was looking back at some of the numbers a while back. There were some of the shows, man. This network, you guys out there doing these shows are killing it. I mean, there were numbers up in the 700-800 plus per week in some of the archive listeners on some of the shows. I mean, congratulations to everybody out there doing it. It's great, man.
Oh, hell yeah, absolutely.
That's a lot of people. It really is. That's a lot of damn people.
Well, if you want to really know the number, here's a number for all of you guys. And this is for the new shows, the old shows, all the shows. Total since we've been doing this, 75,000 listens.
Wow.
Wow.
That's cool.
Man.
That's really cool.
Hey, that's
good.
A man forever.
Yeah. And it's, I didn't mean to cut you and Dennis off. Y'all got anything else?
I know we got still a decent amount of show left, but for tomorrow on Full Spectrum, and I want to make sure that I get the names absolutely right. We have Kimberly and Karen Vance Hammond, who wrote their book, just absolutely phenomenal books, and Into the Shadows, or Shallows, sorry, wrong. I got five screens up right now on in a quad.
We did the same thing last week. I couldn't remember the name of the book.
No, and I, you know what? I've read the book, and even before it was actually out in print, Kim had sent me a PDF file of it. So it was actually kind of hard to read because there was no margins, there was no nothing. It was just like no chapters. It was just text, 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 text. So you had to figure out where it was breaking up. It seriously is a absolutely phenomenal book. So it's doing really, 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 really well on Amazon and some of the other outlets. But
yeah, we actually on the 18th of July we actually had Karen coming on talking about her book Shoe Marks.
Yeah.
Freaking
yeah,
awesome, man! You're gonna have a great show, man. I'm telling you, them two together, it's like dynamite, brother.
That's, you know what, and that's the thing. I haven't had Kim and Karen on at the same time. We've had Kim and Chris on the same show just numerous times, but something always happened with Karen's schedule, and she couldn't do it, and Monday nights would work for her, and then they wouldn't work, and then Wednesday to be on with Brittany and I and have Dennis join, and then, yeah. But I'm glad that we were actually able to figure it out and get both Kim and Karen on, so definitely, definitely looking forward to that.
Awesome, man.
Tomorrow, same time, same place.
Sweet. Now I'm going to turn it over to two of the craziest folks we know. Well, I don't know. Jody's right up there with them. Oh, Jody, it's us. Let's do us first. You got some more stories since it is 1 year anniversary of Terrify Radio. You got any other crazy news out there in the world?
Who, me?
Yeah.
God, did I not give enough? What are you trying to do to me?
Well, I don't know if you had any more on the back burner or not.
No, I sure don't. Shit.
Hey, Kevin, real quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Kevin.
One, damn it.
Hey, Dennis. Dennis, you got anything you want to add to that before we turn over for some more debauchery?
Oh, no. Hell, let's sink right into the lowest level of human life I can think of. Let's make this fun.
You got it. Now I'm turning over the reins and even the board to the one and only Kevin and Justin of Ghost Hunting Texas Style.
Oh,
shit.
It's on now. I'm about to be in this thing. Hang on just a second. Let me get
you in.
You're in. I am in. Oh, crap.
Just grab the lube. It's a lot easier.
Hell yeah.
I'm looking
just
for...
Just a little dabble, do you?
Have the damn common courtesy to give a man a reach around. What the freak is going on with your thing, man? It's not letting me sign into the board, brother.
You're playing with us.
Oh, hang on.
Okay, did you hear about the man, a California man, taking a dump in the Holland Tunnel in New Jersey?
What?
No. Yeah. In the tunnel, he stopped his car, he got out, and he took a fucking shit.
Holy
crap.
Oh, crap.
No.
That is
no.
Gross.
Well, to be honest, the Holland Tunnel smells like shit anyway.
Well, obviously, it's in New York. The whole damn place smells like shit.
You should be good. You should be good now, Kevin. I love
yes,
that.
Sir. We're ready to go, man.
You are listening to
Fort Worth Paranormals
Ghost Huntin',
Ghost Huntin',
Texas style,
bringing you the best in paranormal radio.
That's a load of crap. This is chaos time. It's the last half hour, last part of the show, the 1 year anniversary here on the URN Radio Network. We got all the hosts, everybody live. Thanks to the people in the chat tonight. Kevin, appreciate you giving me the board, man. I'll tell you, there's a lot of stuff going on back there. I was laughing at, but hell of a lot funnier when I get to push the button. You know how that is. Justin, some of the things
What's
we talked
up,
about in chaos is fuck. Everything goes, man. Tonight's the night. But you know what? I got something I want to ask you guys, since everybody here is into the paranormal. What is up with everybody leaving their teams? Kevin, I know everybody has their reasons, man. I ran it. I got it, dude. I feel you. I've been there myself. But there's a lot of people out there leaving their teams. Mike Roberts, he's retiring from the paranormal. The damn Kling brothers were supposed to retire a long time ago. There's a whole bunch of big people that are getting out of the paranormal. What do you guys think about that? I mean, a lot of changes in the field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
aren't they coming back, though?
I don't know. I think the Klings are. Yeah, they're doing some stuff.
Yeah, the Kling brothers have got their tour going. They're pretty well doing good, man.
Yeah.
Hey, I thought that maybe in a few weeks I would fake a death. You know what I mean? Just for fun.
Are you gonna be trending on Twitter?
And then I'll come back from the dead and be like, hey, bitches, it was just a publicity stunt. I thought I would retire in style.
Don't believe the hype. That's funny. There's a lot of people doing it. I know sometimes, you know, when you're running a team and doing that kind of stuff, it can get stressful. You know, dealing with people or computers or cars is something you're always going to have issues. It's going to break down. But people are the hardest. And sometimes personalities clash and you got to step away from the team aspect a little bit. And Kevin, that's kind of where you guys are at. I know you'll come back strong, dude. You started that thing and you'll come back. But, I mean, there's a lot of folks out there. How many people... Let me ask all you guys, since we got you in one spot, how many of you guys have been in the paranormal over 3 years? If that applies to you, just say your name.
I am.
Okay. Yeah. How many over 5 years?
Justin.
Dennis.
All right. How about 7 years?
Justin.
Dennis.
And 10?
That's not when I started.
Matt's got 10. Okay, let's shoot high here. 15 years.
Well, I'm pushing 9, not quite at 10.
Wow.
But wait. Interest or actually functioning?
Actually
yeah.
Functioning, investigating.
The guy Mark that I started CPR with, he's been doing it since 1993.
Wow.
So,
that's a long time. But see, that's what it takes, man. That's dedication year after year. Do you guys think that there's been such a craze over the past... I don't know, 5 or 10 years with the paranormal on TV, in the movies, all the stuff. You think a lot of people just got a notion, came to get that rush and do it, and then just got, you know, bored with it?
The shit's a fad. I mean, it's the same thing to where, you know, you look at 10, like not even 10 years ago, 5, 6 years ago, now everybody's talking about zombies, and now there's all these zombie shows, and Oh, right. It's just a fad. People want to experience it, but they, and I'm not saying they don't have the knowledge, but they don't have the dedication to understand what it is. And all, and every single person I know right now on this, on that's on this show understands it's a full-time fucking job other than your other full-time fucking job.
That's right.
Yeah, the difference is you don't get paid for this one. Now, the team, I mean, that's no shit. I spend more money on this than I actually make. But the team that I left when I started my own, when I actually started CPR East, the leader on that team was pretty much done. He said he had been in it nearly 20 years. He said, you know, I got into it to get answers. He said, I've got my answers. You know, what the hell more am I going to do with it, you know? And I'm like, well, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I've been poked, I've been punched, I've been, you know, I've heard all the EVPs I can stand. I've seen all the shit move that I needed, and, you know, I got my answers. What the hell more am I going to do now?
Right.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. You can see people doing that, and I think that happened. Justin, I know that you and I know quite a few people that jumped off into this thing both feet. And, you know, just kind of hauled ass and went everywhere as much as they could. And now they're like, meh. You know, Justin, you know a bunch of people like that, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they go in, and the thing is they end up burning themselves out pretty quick, man. I mean, the thing is they don't realize that sometimes it takes a lot of research, man. As a matter of fact, before I became active, you know, I became active in February of 2004. And as far as actively investigating, when I was living in Louisiana, and the crazy thing was that it took me literally, I think probably about a good three, four, almost 5 years by the time I actually started, you know, doing my research back in 1999, to actually, you know, go in and start investigating and finding out, okay, what do I need? What are we going to do? And of course, like I said, you know, the only thing that I kind of went off of as far as ideas, believe it or not, was just different ideas, such as if you guys remember the TV show Fear on MTV, you know, they would send these students in these different, you know, even though it was probably staged, but just the premise and the idea, and I'm sitting here and I'm like, okay, imagine if we actually had some these little cool little, you know, little gadgets, just something that we can use, you know. Granted, you have a flashlight, you have a digital voice recorder that you can use, and that was really the basics that we had. And then, right. You know, but I mean, as far as knowing people that thereafter, whether it be something that that was spawned off of the interest or, you know, following Ghost Hunters or following Ghost Adventures or even Paranormal State for that matter, And they get in there and they're gung ho. They build up a good reputation here and there, and then all of a sudden they just wither away and they no longer exist anymore. And I'm sitting here and you wonder, where in the hell did these people go? What happened? You know?
Yeah.
Well, I think that a lot of it has to do with the fact that on a continuous basis, these people are, you know, they're so malicious that, you know, people's lives are getting like, you know, I'm gonna destroy you, and you know that shit takes a toll.
Yeah, it does.
You know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think that you have to have really goddamn thick skin to be in this field and take shit. Like, you're gonna get beat around.
Well, you are if you put yourself out there. You're exactly right, Jody. You're gonna get people are gonna throw shit at you every which way, and you got to be willing to, you know, back up what you say, but you know, come through to where it's passionate and people understand and they see you for you, you know,
yeah.
And not just some generalized bullshit
but,
that
know,
they hear everywhere else.
That's not how these people operate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they don't. And it's tough. And that's the thing. Like these conferences, Justin and I, you know, Justin talks a lot about vision and motivation and staying energized in this field to do it year after year after year. And every
mm-hmm.
single time at every conference we do, there's always somebody that walks up to you and asks you those hard questions. And if you can't give a legitimate, decent answer that makes sense, that they can understand at least a little bit, you know what I mean? You've lost all credibility no matter what you've done or where you've been, because when they leave, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? That's the perception of it is jacked up, and you have to fight
right.
it.
Right. And for example, you know, and again, you know, I'm sure everybody sees, you know, different posts on Facebook. Of course, you know, that seems like the that where everybody, you know, goes on there and sees all this crap. Usually it's mostly where the drama starts. But anyways, enough about the D word. But, no, but the biggest thing is you get – I've seen posts in there, for example, for and like I said, this isn't a knock on anybody. But when you start to see posts from somebody or from a team that says, oh, hey, you know, we got this investigation from a place that's never been investigated before. Man, this is why we do – do. And I'm sitting here, really? Where's the helping people at? Where's the, you know...
That's a load of crap.
Exactly. Exactly.
It is. I mean, you know, a lot of times people, when you tell them you're into the paranormal or they know it, especially like work people, you know, or something, if you're in a professional field or whatever, you know, you're going to get mixed reactions,
are
man.
You
I mean,
you're going to get
what is wrong with
up?
You? Especially old people. You know what I mean? Like your grandma, grandpa, something like that. You know, they think this stuff is devil stuff. It really is, you know, and so you're always constantly fighting that damn battle, it seems like.
Yeah.
I get tired of
doing it. Fighting a battle every day, okay? Yeah. I have people threatening to destroy me every day. And you know what I tell them? I say, fucking do it. Put me out of my motherfucking misery so I can go on with my day.
Oh, shit. Well,
like,
hang
fuck
on.
It. You know what
I mean?
Like,
God damn.
Nobody's perfect.
Oof,
nobody's perfect.
You know what? We need to crack some colors. There we go.
That's what I'm talking about.
See, and honestly, though, you know, that's been a long conversation that Dennis and I have had, and I know it doesn't make much sense for me being CPR Chicagoland Paranormal Researchers to have CPR East. I honestly didn't think about like it expanding and trying to figure out a double entendre name and all that stuff at the time that we started it. But when I met Dennis in Virginia a little over a year ago, his thoughts, like everything were just spot on. It's like, holy shit, dude, I wish that you lived here because we do this stuff every day.
Right.
The one thing that I did notice is because of the TV shows and all the people that try and think of, like, the glamour of paranormal investigating and they watch, you know, Zach with his douchebag hair and, like, everything. He's extremely knowledgeable, but, I mean, come on, the guy's a fucking tool when it comes to fashion. But
I'm gonna stand up for him and say, please don't speak about him like that on my show.
No. I like I said,
if you were to work with him one time, you will see like he is completely professional. Production company that he works with is phenomenal. I mean, like he knows what the fuck he's doing, and people give him a goddamn hard time.
Well,
and,
go to this. That's
yeah,
exactly
maybe it's
what
preserved in some areas, and maybe it's not, but, you know, it's like, you guys call him a douchebag, well, guess what, everybody calls me a whore, you know what I mean,
no.
And it sucks,
what the
you fuck? Know?
Jody, before you go on a rant of, like, pissed offness of me bashing Zach,
what?
I'm
no,
not bashing Zach.
Your mouth.
This is a family program. Hey.
No,
family,
I seriously like not at all. I'm not bashing Zach, and it actually kind of pisses me off when people do bash him because he is extremely fucking knowledgeable. Extremely fucking knowledgeable. But like up here in Chicago, I see the affliction stuff all the time and the faux hawks, and that just gets old. And he is from Glen Ellen. So that fits in the Chi-Town thing. And that's the only thing I was saying is, like, his attire is douchebag-ish, not saying that he is a douchebag.
Right.
Totally different. So,
I love
but
it.
What?
Go ahead, Matt.
So, but no, that is one thing is I see groups all the time posting shit about, oh, yeah, we're getting in these places and oh, it's going to be so awesome. And because of that, this is a two-part thing. Because of that, they brush off the homeowner that actually is contacting them because they need assistance. And secondly, the other thing I've noticed too, because of the glamour of the shows and all that other crap, there's two things to that. One, I definitely do appreciate it because it puts us more in the forefront. And like I said, I've been doing this for over 10 years. 10 years ago, if you were to say that you're a paranormal investigator, you were in the fucking loony bin in a very, very, very plush jacket, hugging yourself so tenderly. But
when people ask me what I do, I just I laugh every time.
Dude,
like,
my kids, I had team shirts built. Not built. I had team shirts made for my kids.
What were they constructed out of?
I know, right? And these girls wear these things to school. They wear them to their friends' house. They wear them all over the place. And they're like, there he is. And so when I go to pick them up from daycare or whatever, I see all their friends like looking up at me big-eyed, like, you know what I mean? And I'm like, we're a normal family. I mean, Mike, you wouldn't know that I was a ghost hunter if I was standing next to you in the supermarket. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it just, I don't know. It's crazy. You're right. 10 years ago, man, you wouldn't. I mean, nowadays people will put you in a corner and just start asking you questions. 10 years ago, they'd be running from your ass.
Hey, Kevin, remember our taco casa? That lady came up to us.
Almighty, man.
Dude, you know how many times we've been caught in a restaurant somewhere after an investigation? I always change. But the team, they would all, you know, wear their stuff, go sit down. And I tell them, they're like, you don't want to support your own team? I'm like, it's not about that. I want to eat my freaking meal with, you know what I'm saying, without getting interrupted by 20 different people. It's not that, but it's 4 o'clock in the fucking morning. I'm tired, I'm hungry, and I just want some Waffle House, and I want to go home, you know?
Yeah, and that's, you know, and that's a big thing, too, is I, like, every time that I go on an investigation, I'm not wearing team paraphernalia. I'm not, like, I'm always wearing, like, a button-up shirt, well, depending on how hot it is outside or where we're going, but I'm always in a button-up shirt. I'm very, very presentable. I'm very, you know, professional when it comes to that kind of stuff, because when you're showing up to a private residence, they don't want to see the fucking Ecto-1 out in front of their house.
Yeah, they don't want the Ghostbuster mobile sliding up fucking headlights and spinners and shit.
Hey, guys.
Real quick, the second part to that, too, is I think that the media attention definitely does help the field as far as acceptance goes, but I think it hinders the field as far as people going out there, and I hate this fucking word with a passion, someone calling themselves an expert.
Yes, I'm with you 100%.
You know what? Nobody's a goddamn expert in this field. Nobody's an expert in any field, actually.
Nope.
They're extremely well-educated. You look at Michio Kaku and Stephen Hawking.
No, thank you. I would rather not see that.
But I mean,
I often wondered if Stephen Hawking was the voice of WALL-E.
What?
I said I often wondered.
Yeah, it was.
Stephen Hawking did the voice.
Please. I don't know who that is.
Let's see, and you know, like Dennis and I have always operated on the fact that we're here for the homeowner. Yeah, if we have if there's an event at like an epic location, cool. But otherwise, is that you, Jody?
Oh no!
Got him.
Hey, guys.
I don't need shit like that.
Yeah.
Hey,
you guys
gotta
watch out. I'm eating a Subway sandwich. It's gonna get a little bumpy.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to take just a short pause. We're gonna continue with Chaos, but Chris Taylor finally got to call in because he had to work. Him and Amy from Paranormal Access Radio are on, and I wanted to give them the opportunity to say a few things because they're the newest member to the family, and, you know, we I know him, but you guys may not know him very well, so I want to give him an opportunity to speak for a minute, and we're going to continue with Chaos, and I got something to say about all this as well in Chaos.
All right, let's do it.
Chris, Amy, you guys there?
Yeah, I'm here. Amy, I don't. Amy was had to do some
Hello.
Projects.
Hello. I'm here.
Oh, hey, Amy. How are you? I didn't know if you were here.
I actually
or not.
Did my work
how are
early,
you doing?
And I took a nap,
yeah.
And my alarm
yeah.
never went off, so I woke up.
Yeah, I just got off, so it's great to see you. I didn't know you were there. All right.
Yeah. I was
so.
Being very quiet.
Well,
now,
rest
for
your
bright
eyes and bushy tail.
for everybody out there, Amy's in New Orleans, right?
Yes, I am.
Nice. How do you like living there?
It's nice. I moved here just before Katrina, and people are like, why did you stay? I'm originally from Fall River, Massachusetts, and home of Lizzie Borden. Which is
wow.
actually around coming up to her anniversary, and they always do big things there, and that's how I get into the paranormal was her, you know, her story. And I moved to New Orleans for warm weather, and I love it. I don't want to leave.
And Chris,
awesome.
you're in Florida, aren't you?
Yeah, I am in Tampa, Florida.
Nice.
Been there.
You know, Brittany's there.
Oh, there. I haven't met her. I've never talked to her. So.
Oh, my God. What was that?
What?
Was that a burp?
That was Jody burping.
You don't have the right to do that.
Sorry, Chris. This is how we're pretty crazy. All of us together.
Yeah.
You just never know what's going to happen.
So, Chris, my mom owns a house down in Tampa. She kind of goes back and forth from St. Louis to Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if I ever go down there, I will let you know. Maybe you can take me to some places, me and Brittany.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's
yeah, well,
crazy.
I don't know nothing about that. All I know is that somebody is going to get whooped over this thing.
Yeah, I live right north of Tampa. I don't live in the city, but I live in Brooksville, which is right outside Tampa.
Uh-huh.
But I live in the, you know, Tampa Bay area. Where I live, it's very very small. It's a small town. There's not much going
right.
on.
How far are you from Plant City?
I really wouldn't know. so yeah, Tampa's an hour, probably an hour and a half.
So, Amy, do you do a lot of locations in New Orleans?
No, I don't actively. I do a lot of research. I'm thinking about joining a team to actually go out and investigate. It's,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've always been interested in it. And, you know, like you were talking about the popularity of, you know, investigating and it being on TV. You know, it was something I watched. I'm like, wow, people actually do this and they go and investigate. And it's something like I hadn't thought about until I'd seen it on television. So, yeah, I might look into joining a local chapter.
I always wanted
well, that's cool.
I've never been to New Orleans, but I've always wanted to go down there and like do some of the tours. Like you guys have like vampire tours.
Yeah, I've done one of them. I did one tour with it was like a package VIP deal for the Fangtasia event. There's a DJ from overseas that comes over. He's the lead singer of a band called the 69 Eyes, and he likes the city, and he knows of one of the promoters, and they do this thing every year. And the first year, the package had a ghost tour or a vampire tour in it. So I went
vampires.
And that's the one I've been. Yeah, Well, it was like a haunted, it was more like, you know, a vampire-themed one, but it talked about ghosts and, you know, hauntings. And then there's the tour guide down here, Lord Chaz, that does a lot of, he's very famous tour guide. But there's always tours going on here, you know, for different subjects. I mean, you're always seeing, like, groups of people just meandering around and somebody talking and...
Well, you know, honestly, those tour guides would be great people to actually approach about maybe finding a good team to join. You know, because they deal with all that stuff.
We're actually this Sunday. We're actually having I don't know how to say his last name, Chris. Con, he's the founder of Paranormal Society of New Orleans. He's going to be on our show Sunday.
Nice.
So tune in. I spent about 4 months down in New Orleans after Hurricane Rita, and talked to a lot of people down there about that stuff. It's a real deal down there. I mean, you have to consider, you know, that when the Irish migrated and the slaves and everybody over, it all came in through Louisiana. And that has rich, deep, deep culture and history there. And the stuff that people talk about, that shit is real. You know, and it's a cool city to boot. It has great, great morale, great people, despite the conflicts or the devastation. I mean, you couldn't find a better group of people.
New Orleans is awesome.
I hope to go someday. I'm sure I will at some point.
It's definitely worth the trip.
What we're going to do now for the last, and this is for all of you, Amy and Chris and Jeff, who's been quiet. This is the quietest I've ever seen Jeff. But we're going back into chaos with this is what Fort Worth Paranormal Ghost Hunting Texas Style does on Thursdays. Their last 30 minutes of their show is chaos. And they'll pick topics, and you can say whatever you want to say about things going on. You know, it's time to speak out. Chris, Amy, chime in with us, and we're going to crank back into chaos now, Kevin.
No, sir. Are you ready to go?
That's right.
All right. Here we go.
Hey,
you are listening
to
Fort Worth Paranormal. Ghost Hunt.
Ghost Hunt.
Texas Style, bringing you the best in paranormal radio.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, can I?
Hey, I gotta get one of them cool DJ drops like that. That's badass.
That's the way we do it. What's going on, Matt?
Yeah, no. First off, I was gonna ask where all those drops come from, because I looked through the soundboard and it's like I see a whole bunch of Nick from like Nick Groff and all that stuff, like sound bites and everything. So I was trying to figure out where all this cool shit's coming from when we're running the board. Dennis and I were talking about that on Facebook chat, actually.
That would be my man Justin. He hooks us up with the tracks, man. He is a whiz.
Yeah, I try. I know it's not my voice. I mean, I don't know if I could bring my voice down those many octaves. Welcome to. I don't know. You know, it's kind of hard. It'd be obvious that I'm really trying.
Welcome. Jeff's going to work on a new station identification drop. Of course, we got the old one sitting up there at the top, but we're going to do a new one. Jeff's going to do that.
It's going to be called Drop Them Bitches Station Identification.
No, I mean, Matt, we get them from the Justin found a guy online that basically you can send him what you want, and he'll do two or three different versions. And you can, you know what I mean, he'll kind of put some background music, some different songs, throw his voice around a little bit. He has different prices. You know, you can get almost immediate turnaround. Justin,
yeah,
I'll get with you.
Whoop.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I can hook you up. I mean, that's the guy, that's pretty much how he makes a living. He's got folks, he's got major radio stations. As a matter of fact, he's even done drops for, like, Howard Stern. He's done drops for Lex and Gary. That before.
I've been on Howard Stern. Hey, you guys want to hear some good rumors about me?
Sure.
I found out that my Howard Stern tit shot is floating around within the men in the paranormal field.
Uh-oh.
And I found out that I slept with Zach Bagans to win Paranormal Challenge.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Good looking out there, Jody.
I don't remember it, but apparently I've done it.
Hey, man, who gives a fuck? Who gives a shit if it's real or not? You know what I'm saying?
No.
It doesn't matter if it's real or not. Who gives a flat fuck? It's
apparently Jordy. Apparently Jordy gives a flat fuck to Zach Bagans.
That's for a fact. He got fired up on that real fast. I was like, "Woo, we got to change the subject. Breaking news."
Hey, I support that, man. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I wanted to, I didn't know, Amy and Chris, if you knew this, but we got the settings on the radio network where you can cuss if you need to or want to. Just so you know.
Well, the most, like, as far as the most word I've ever said, damn.
You guys
want to
try it?
I've always tried not to. Like, throw the F-bomb around on the show because I didn't know. We always do the disclaimer and stuff because we say shit and hell and dadgummit and things like that, you know, and don't want to offend anybody.
By the way, that's a curse word in the South.
Yeah, it can be, you know, but then I hear everybody up here, you know, hey, fuck you, with the northern accent, you know, and I'm like, dadgummit, these guys are throwing it out.
Kevin, do that again. Oh. That's like a Texas version of a northern accent.
Hey, you guys. Whatever. I don't know what that is. I don't know.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on.
I mean, it's
hold
the
on.
Same. It goes both ways.
I can actually do a pretty good impression. I can actually do a pretty good Brooklyn accent.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, you guys with the paranormal and stuff. What the fuck are you guys talking about, huh?
You sound like Bruce Tango, man.
Hey, wise guy. Wise guy.
Yeah.
Why don't you suck my dick?
Oh, shit. Hey, that's a little rough. This is a family program. It is a family program. I'm telling you. You never know. You just never know.
No.
I mean.
Now, I wanted to throw my two cents into what we were talking about earlier. One of the main reasons that I decided to shut everything down and just kind of make time for me because, you know, the last 3 years, it's been all about
Hang on, dude, I got a problem here with the system. Hang on just a second.
And let me just be honest with you. Nobody really cares. Fair enough?
I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. I love you. I'm just kidding.
I was just gonna say one of the deals is, you know, you spend all this time trying to appease everybody else, and when you got a large group, that's a lot of personality, and folks wanted to go a different direction, and you know, more power to them. And some of them, I'm not really going to get into it, but they kind of betrayed my friendship, so you know, it is what it is, and. I found out, you know, when the going gets tough, you find out who your true friends are and who's just kind of putting on a front. And
you know what sucks about that? It's so true. That is so freaking true.
Yeah, it is.
Really. And, you know, and there's some folks out in the field that they're trying to stir up. Folks in the group's past, and they're pretty much trying to go after me as an individual. So I decided for the best just to shut everything down. If they want to come after me, bring it. Come after me. But there ain't nobody else to attack. It's all shut down. I'm not investigating. I ain't anywhere. So have at it. I ain't gonna have folks attacking me and my family because this is a hobby, and I ain't going through all that shit. And You can't stop me from being a paranormal investigator. I'll take my ass to a cemetery. Stop me from it.
Yeah.
You can't take the paranormal investigator out of somebody.
That's
you just
true.
Have to find a different way of doing it. I'll do my experiments. I'll do my theories. I'll even write a fucking book. And you can buy it if you'd like.
Right.
But it's all over with. So all I got to say to whoever it is, if you're listening, you can kiss my ass.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. And lick my shitty ass while you're at it, too.
Hey, Kevin, I got two callers here. I got two callers here. I don't know who they are. You want me to bring them on?
Oh, my bad.
Hey, Kevin, I got two callers on here. You want me to bring them on? I don't know who they are.
Now, let them go check real quick.
Go what?
He's monitoring it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a 352 and a 708. I don't know who they are.
352 is Chris.
Should he be live?
Yeah, he should be.
Okay, I guess he dropped.
He might have been disconnected. Hang on, let me go check
okay.
him.
No, he's on.
Chris,
I got him. He's on.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Good well, Kevin was Chris. What you missed?
You know,
Kevin was just telling everybody to kiss his ass. That's pretty much what was happening around there, around that time. But Kevin, you know what? I just got to tell you what. Here's the thing, brother. I love you. You've seen them come. You've seen them go. That's what she said. Okay? But you're going to be here to the end. You're still going to do what you do, man. And we love you, and we're here for you. And, you know, anybody that's got a problem with you or what you do or the way you do it, just like you said, they can kiss your ass because there's not an expert in this field. You cannot be an expert of something that you cannot predict and or control. Every single person that does this is a student. You learn something and take away something, hopefully, from every investigation that you go to. And if you have the opportunity, you use that knowledge and experience to help somebody else that may be going through it who doesn't understand. And so if anybody has a problem with that or you or whatever, you know, to each their own. Everybody needs to be grown-ups, and they need to keep it, you know, where it belongs. It doesn't need to cross over into that personal line because that's where people get their ass whipped.
Yeah, but here's what happens is people start making threats, and they corner you into a situation where you feel like, okay, now I got to get down and dirty. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And
I look at it this way.
There are initiators of people finding out stuff about people, and then on you know, they're going to fucking destroy their life.
That's why fucking Facebook, it's the root of all evil.
You know what? See, this is the thing. I'm from Texas. If people are going to talk bad about anybody, I ain't worried about it, because you know what? They can't whoop my ass.
That's right. Damn straight, sir. Well,
the way I look at it, guys, is when you're going around and actually making time to call people that I'm friends with and tell them shit that you've heard or whatever it might be about my past. My past, we all have things in our past. There ain't a damn one person on the fucking earth that has a perfect record and done everything right. We are human. God has set it up that way where we're going to do things that we regret. So, our past does not define us who we are now. All our past has done has created and developed us into a better person from learning from our mistakes.
Drop
and that's
hair,
the way
man.
It is.
Well, seriously, at this point, for that comment, I do need to, actually speak my mind about that shit. Because, Kevin, you're honest to God, honestly, 100% accurate. You know what? No matter what, and this goes for every walk of life, no matter what somebody has done in the past, if you're working with them and you see how they are and you see what kind of person they are or how good of a person they are, if they've never fucked you over, don't worry about it. Also, when it comes to, when it comes to teams and shit like that, if you're looking for dirt on the person that either started the team or is a part of the team, if you're looking for dirt, you need a new fucking hobby.
That's right.
Other than looking for dirt.
Amen to that.
Thank you. That's the thing, Kevin. Yep. The people that go around and do that, and they're calling your friends, they're saying this, they're saying that, the only thing they're doing, brother, is showing their true character. And if the person they're fucking talking to is a good friend to you, if they actually believe that bullshit, you don't need them in your life anyway. They're going to call you on the phone, they're going to tell you what's up, and they're going to know you for you. So
that's
those people
right.
doing
yeah.
that, they're just showing their ass, man.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking about the shit with, and I have a lot more on that topic, and for that, I know Kevin, Jody, Dennis, you know, like a lot of you know me. My background and my degree is in psychology and abnormal psychology, with also a minor in relationship counseling. So,
which I think is part of why he liked me. I'm a case study.
Yeah, I studied the fuck out of Dennis, and I have one of those white jackets for after our conversation.
Sweet.
That's the scary and
you're done to smoke dope and have a good time.
Yes, Dr. Phil, I will. But no, and I mean, like, and honestly, when it comes down to it, if somebody is out with malicious intent, you're not gonna fucking change them. And the truth of the matter is, that's not somebody you want to be dealing with anyway. So
exactly.
it's almost one of those blessing in disguise kind of things. I mean, and like I was talking to Phil Summers in chat or posted a comment on his thing. Well, Phil, I know for a fact that you know and the tour guide thing you said laugh out loud. Ursula Bielski, who runs Chicago Hauntings and just opened the chapter in L.A., like they know their shit. The reason I bring that up is because there has been so much ridicule that I've seen recently with Ursula and what's been going on in Chicago because of other people talking shit. The jealousy factor, get it the fuck out of there. Like, don't, like, seriously, don't even let it bother you. Don't even let it worry you in any aspect whatsoever, because once you get in any sort of limelight, you're going to have fucking haters.
That's right.
And when you have haters, they're going to talk shit. Secondly, the other portion of that, half of the people watched one episode of Ghost Hunters, Ghost Adventures, Paranormal State, fucking whatever it be, and they automatically think that they know everything about it. They start a team, they don't know shit, and they post pictures of bullshit fucking orbs. All right?
Yeah.
Well,
that's right. One solution, end dust.
That's right.
You know, one thing I noticed is that, you know, all these teams are, you know, paranormal investigators, and I hardly ever see people, like, actually put out evidence.
I know. Because they're so afraid of people blasting it and judging them. You know, and this is a big topic among seasoned investigators, you know, and a lot of the newbies, they're just more interested in the he said, who said, where can we get in the next freaking picture with the next celebrity, you know, and it's crazy, but it's one of those things that we deal with, and like you said, if you're going to put yourself out there, you're going to have to deal with it. Kevin, we got about 90 seconds left in the show, brother. You want to close it out, man? It's all you.
Well, we'll probably run over an archives just a tad, because I'm going to give each person or each radio show a chance to promote and do whatever they need to do before we get off of here. I just want to wrap up by saying I really appreciate each and every one of you guys. You guys are my true friends. I always got your back. You know, heaven or hell, I'm there. And I appreciate all the hard work y'all do doing these shows every week. And who knows? We might take this to a different site. Me and Matt have been talking about that, and see what we can come up with. But for now, we're just going to deal with Blog Talk. Don't make me cuss you out, Blog Talk. And
no, don't get him started.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say that, and welcome Chris and Amy to the family. Yeah, we're a big
welcome
crazy family.
Welcome, welcome,
thank
welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, Amy. No. I look forward to you know, hearing about you guys, and you know, I hope you enjoy doing your show. It's a lot of fun. You know, you learn a lot. You get to interview cool people, and it's a lot of fun. So I wish you guys the best of luck on your show. What night are you guys on?
What'd you do?
That was a trump on the plug right there.
I don't know. As soon as the time ran out on the stream, the volume just like boom jumped up.
Chris, Amy, what time's your show? What you got going on this week?
I love you. What's that?
Oh, what y'all got going on? What time's your show and what night and what you got going on this week?
Yeah, our show is on Friday nights at 10 Eastern, 9 Central, and this week we will be talking about the crystal pyramid and energy grid lines.
Yeah.
We do a lot of weird stuff. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I enjoy it.
We like talking about
strange
and unusual.
Yeah, and I enjoy that, Chris and Amy, because you bring something different to the table. You talk about stuff that just blow my mind, but that's why I listen. It's intriguing, and I appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, we hope to bring new stuff. We like to talk about we like to kind of do more than the paranormal. We like to bring it into a whole new sphere of just things that really never get talked about.
That's sweet.
I mean,
now,
it's awesome.
Kevin, Justin.
What's up, man?
Your turn, brother. Your turn, brother, to plug your show, what you got coming, what's going on?
Well, I'm currently unplugged since my guitar's sitting right here, but I think this week...
Was that you?
You
son of a bitch. What? I heard that in the background the whole time.
Yeah.
I should have muted your ass.
No, what I'm thinking about doing is taking this show and making a dubstep of everybody. So we'll see what happens.
All right. You want to plug the show, Justin, or what do you want to do?
Yeah.
We should do a roast sometime where we have somebody on and we just all come on and, like, rip them to pieces.
Absolutely.
You know who would do that and let us do that to him is Scott Grimwald.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah, he sure would.
You know what? I texted him and he texted me back. He said, dude, I have no time tonight because he was supposed to, or I asked him to call in.
Yeah.
Because it would have gone south so far.
Dude, that would actually be really funny to do like a roast against him, like all of us against him. Because he would take a beating. I mean, and I could say some crazy-ass shit about him and put a spank on it, and he would fucking love it. And I know you guys could, too.
We'll have to plan that out, and it don't matter what night. You know, any of the shows can host it, and we'll get Scott on, and we'll all come on and... Oh, my God. I'll probably have to have a spare pair of drawers because I'm going to piss myself at some point laughing.
And you know what? We can secretly contact his wife and have her give us some goods to, like, pull up to get him just riled up.
I'll call his son-in-law and his daughter. We'll get some scoop in them.
Yeah.
We'll find out what's up.
Let's see this.
You know what? We got two opportunities. We got Monday and Wednesday. So,
and it won't be a true roast unless everybody's naked.
Yeah.
Well, we can do it. We can do it Thursday as well because he moved the stew over to. I don't know. He does a show on live on Wednesdays, and then he moved the Stu replays over to Saturday, I think. So, but we can do it on Thursday too. I mean, Scott's a good buddy of mine, so either way, we can get him on.
I think
somewhere.
That would be pretty fun.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And see, him and I have been talking about doing a. And Jody, we talked about this too. But Scott and I have talked since he was on your show, and we were talking about doing the web series of two new dudes, which would be him and I. And I've been talking about flying out to California and doing two new dudes with him. And so you're down, Megan's down, like whatever. Like it's fine. And I've been talking to people about it too.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to mention names just because they told me yes, but when it comes down to actual brass tacks, it doesn't mean that they're actually going to do it.
Yeah.
But some big, like, big names who've had TV shows are going to be guests on Two New Dudes.
Just the way that sounded did not come out right. They will be guests on Two New Dudes.
Yeah, that shit wasn't right, huh?
Scott should put together a nude event, a nude ghost hunt event.
A brothel over there?
No telling.
What you got going on Thursday?
Man. What do we got, Dustin?
Basically what we're going to do is just bullshit, really, this week. We're actually going to come up with some cool stuff. We're going to promote our show for the 18th of July and just kind of go from there. Usually, you know, something happens, people call in. I mean, shit. Our stuff is so random, that's why it's Ghost Hunting Texas style. That's why when we get the chaos, we put it all in like a meat sandwich. It's crazy.
You know, you didn't do your helicopter tonight, Justin. I'm a little upset.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, man.
You guys got a show tomorrow.
Yes, we do. You're correct. Oh, wait, I should answer Texas style. Yes. Oh wait, hold on. Not Texas style. I'm sorry. I should answer Kevin style.
Yeah. There you go. That was funny, man. That was a good one.
And that is all.
What? Who you got on tomorrow, Matt?
We have Kimberly and Karen Van Van. Or Karen Van
Hammond.
Hammond, yes. Damn, I can't speak a fucking word tonight.
Van's out.
How much have you had to drink?
Jesus Christ.
Not a damn thing. That's the messed up part.
Put the jacket on me, Matt. What the hell?
I've had three blue moons here in the last 45 minutes. I got a piss, man. We got to wrap this up.
I think you had neurological goldies.
We're about to wrap this up. Terrifying next Tuesday. Right now, Jody, we don't have a guest, so we'll figure something out for next Tuesday.
A very unusual one, maybe.
You know what? Like, honestly, if it comes down to it and you can't get anybody, let me know because I have a decent amount of stuff that's come up recently that I do want to talk about on a serious note, but a serious joking note, how we do. So, yeah, if you need somebody for next Tuesday, you can damn well guarantee count me in.
Okay. Cool.
All right. And, Jeff. You bastard,
yeah.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sunday, we're going to be changing the name of the show. Don't know what yet. It will no longer be Unknown Paranormal Radio. It might be Jeff's a Bitch Radio. I don't know yet.
Wow.
Son of a bitch.
I love Jeff. Jeff and I went to high school together many, many moons ago, and we've been friends ever since. So that he dishes it out too. He's just not doing it tonight. He'll probably
I never do. I keep my mouth.
You could call it I'm just call it I'm with stupid, and then you can fight over who has to host it.
But Sunday we have Chris Makem from Paranormal Society of New Orleans on Sunday. So that's it. We're going to wrap this. Been a great night. 1 year. I know that Full Spectrum and Fort Worth Paranormal, you guys are going to have a birthday the same week in September.
Uh-oh. Sweet.
Oh, shit.
Congratulations, yeah. Man.
That's what I'm talking about.
So you guys will be celebrating next. And Into the Darkness is actually next month. Of course, Brittany's on hiatus right now taking care of business, but she's actually been on air for a year next month. And then Full Spectrum and Fort Worth Paranormal joined in September. So you guys have all been on air for a good while, and we're going to keep doing this and many, many more years. And then we'll be celebrating Chris and Amy's year of being on air. So keep doing what you're doing, guys.
Man, we've been doing this bullshit for a year.
Dennis and I will, I mean, we're there for Into the Darkness. I know it hasn't been Brittany and I for a year, but taking over the reins, I mean, 100% we're going to honor it, right? And I'll get Brittany's ass on there for the year. So, and I mean, shit, Full Spectrum, you know what's going to happen. And we're going to do the same. You know what? For both, I will call it right now. If we do Into the Darkness for the year anniversary, it's going to be the same shit. Every single person is welcome back. We'll do it just as a big melee like we did tonight. And it was a whole shit ton of fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to get together with you guys on air and us just unwind and have fun and not really have to focus in on, you know, hosting a guest and carrying conversations with ourselves and shoot the shit and show everybody this is how we are as real people. It's kind of scary, but hey, that's us.
Oh, hey, real quick, I totally forgot about this. Okay, Kevin. Okay, I finally got a hold of Ed Bassmaster. Okay,
that's what.
The end of August, we will have Ed Bassmaster on Ghost Hunting Texas Style. But
He will be on.
He'll be on as Test and Bartle Dew.
What?
Well, he's gonna be. Huh? He'll be on as Bartle Dew.
Barbecue.
He's gonna give us a whole shebang, and then we may even prank call some folks.
Shebang. I thought you was gonna talk about Deep Trickle.
That was the other week.
Oh, that's funny.
That guy was a great porn star.
You know what, for the NASCAR fans, I'm sorry, Dick Trickle was awesome, but his parents must have really hated him to name him Dick Trickle.
It's crazy, man.
Well, I mean, it was probably, and that's the thing, I think he was a result of a bad STD.
What the hell? Oh, man.
All right, so we're going to... Exactly. Bill Dance. Well, we're going to wrap this up. Thanks to everybody listening. You guys that are listening in archives, I hope you're laughing your ass off. And tune in tomorrow for Full Spectrum Radio. This is the URN Radio Network, and we're signing off.
Peace.
Thank you, everyone.
That's all, folks.